Welcome, Satyaji and Pariji. Namaste.
Namaste.
It's a pleasure to have you here again and that you take the time. And I would like, if you allow me, to start with a very simple question. And that would be your names, because you're known as Satya and Pari. And every name has a meaning, has an impact, so to say. And somehow it's also kind of seat in your heart. And Satya, if you like. So what does the name Satya mean, actually?
The name Satya means truth. It's actually, in the word satsang, you have the same word, actually, sat. Or in the word Satnam, it means truth. And actually, my full name is Gyan Satya. It means truthful wisdom.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I got this name when was that? 89, in the ashram in Pune. And I immediately resonated with this. What more do you want to get? Satya. And when I met Papaji, he always loved that name. He always said Satya, Satya. I never felt a need to change it. I love my name. What to say? It says it all, Satya. Truth.
You said 89, that's already some decades mm-hmm. that you're carrying that name with you.
Mm-hmm. It was like, you know, I went to Osho and in Pune, and for me it was immediately, I jumped in the fire, you can say immediately, there was no doubt, and from the first day on, and you could take sannyas, means you would... change your name, and it was like starting a new life. And then I got this name. It was a beautiful celebration. And I never had a doubt. It felt immediately like, yes, that was it. And actually, I never used anymore my legal name. You can say only for legal things, but now sometimes I use it because for practical reasons, but I immediately identified with this name. There was immediately a resonance for it. And it was like starting a new life when one is interested in truth.
Yeah. And looking back, since you have that name, as mm-hmm. you said, like a new life started mm-hmm. also for you, with that name, how, when you look back now the last decades since you're carrying also that name, can you say how it had an impact also in your life, in your practice, in your spiritual journey? Mm-hmm. Because truth, it's like something very significant. It's yeah. not like a small issue, so to say. How did it help you, or how did that name or still guide you in a sense?
Mm-hmm. Well, either you go for truth or you don't. You know, it was like, I dedicated my life to it. And so it's guiding me on and on.
And Pari? Because you're known as Pari, and as far as I am aware, it's like the big, the vast. So what does your name mean? And
my name originally also comes from Osho.
Yeah.
I sat in front of this beautiful man. This was in December 1980 in ashram in Pune, looking into his eyes, talking, making jokes, laughing, And then I was wondering what kind of name I would get, because I had also the decision, the flirt with truth is over. I want to really dive into it. And one way to dive into it, in those days at least, I had the impression that one has to do the whole thing or not at all. That means not just to do one or two events, dancing, singing, meditating, but really jumping into his whole experiment of this man, which I, in the beginning, actually didn't plan to. That's another story. I was then sitting in front of him and he gave me the name. He said, come over to me. Then I sat closer and then he almost whispered, it was very, your new name will be Swami Vit Parigraha. Parigraha is actually one of the five commandments, you can say, in the Mahavira religion, and this means actually beyond possessions, beyond possessiveness, beyond having, beyond anything that you attribute to yourself or attach to, and pure being as the second meaning. And in the first few years, everybody was calling me Parigraha, actually, Parigraha, and then working in this community experiment we had in Oregon a few years later, the Americans, they always like to abbreviate the names. So Parigraha was too long for them, so everybody was starting to call me Pari. So the name Pari stick with me since then. Pure being, beyond attachments, beyond possessions. That is the actual name of it. Vit means beyond. And Pari itself actually means also beyond, the short version of it. So anyway, here I am. Yes.
And was it also the same, like with Satya, that you never had the feeling like, okay, because sometimes people come and then they say, when they approach you, I would like to have a new name, or this master gave me that name and here I feel I need another name.
Yeah.
Was it also like with you?
Yeah, for some time I was playing with the idea in my head. When I was sitting with Papaji, I was so much in love with him and surrendered to him that I thought, maybe some past memories, I should maybe or I could ask him for a name. But there were some incidents that he was referring to my name in a positive way, like when we married together. He was telling some people in the small room before we entered the big satsang hall where they happened, the marriage happened. He said, does anybody know what Parigraha actually means? Well, nobody knew. So he said, it means from another planet. A typical Papaji. And this has also actually Sanskrit root, because Graha means also planet, something that is holding itself in the universe. The German word greifen is in this also, like to hold onto something. And Parigraha is when you don't hold onto anything. And then he said, from another planet. So I thought, okay, after I heard all this gossips and I met the woman that was there when he said it, I dropped this idea that I should change my name maybe to show more devotion to him.
He was changing the name of people without...
That they asked.
Yeah, or make a little rectification, because sometimes, it was not maybe so proper, like he, and so he would like, I have a friend, I will not say the name, but he just, instead of an E at the end, he made an R, or he changed the name. Yeah, you didn't have a choice. But Satya, what else can you ask? it's got universal name, so mm-hmm. I didn't have any desire actually to change it.
And both of you, you mentioned now also, you said before, so you were like jumping into the fire, so to say. And sometimes, I mean, you're providing retreats now for more than 20 years. People are coming to you, asking you for a name. Then suddenly they disappear, mm-hmm. So to say. And what would you say? It's like, when do you know now is the time, right, to ask for a name? And then how do you carry also that name? Because also, as you said, it's such, what else do you want to have more? And it's also like the way how we treat or carry that name in our heart. right? It's like, what would be the best way that it really can unfold? As you said, like wisdom and truth, that was it for you. It's like...
Yeah, there was no doubt. Part of you.
Yeah. So what would you say, like, when you look back, so what was it that you like, okay, now it's time to ask and how to take care of that name?
Well, by dedicating your life to it. I don't think it has to be any effort or any second thought. I can only talk of my own experience. For me, it was... It just happened like that. When I think of it now and look back, I think, wow, what a crazy, crazy life, and what a luck to, in such a young age, to have this experience, this change of my whole life like that. I think either you resonate with it or you don't. You know, it's not... I see sometimes people take a name out of curiosity or just to have the experience. For me, it wasn't like that. It was a matter of, yeah, that there was no other choice. You know?
Yeah, because it's like... So what's the intention, as you said? Sometimes it's like... People are playing around or would like to explore. And for some, it's really like, okay, this is like their connection also with the teacher. Because you also sometimes mention that, or by getting a name from you, you also create a kind of connection between you and so. And it has an impact somehow.
Yeah, it was not to get a name, just to have another beautiful name. Sometimes people, they are disappointed with the name they got, you know. Once I remember a friend of mine, she wanted a spiritual name, and then he gave her a Christian name, Papaji, which I never heard him do this. And she was so shocked by it, no?
Took her 1 year to recover and...
To ask for another one.
And to gather courage to ask, please give me another name. Then he gave her a beautiful Sanskrit name. Then she was quiet.
But would you say, maybe the question is for both of you, so what is a good way to take care of a name, of a spiritual name? Because it's the meaning behind, it's the way how we fill a name with life. What would you say, like, maybe as an advice or recommendation when people asking you for a name? So, because it's also like a plant or a flower, how to take care of that in the best possible way?
We had actually just a few weeks ago in our latest retreat in a New Year celebration, there was this question coming up in a satsang. I can remember right now that we talk about it. And it was a similar question about the names and the energy, and what came to me to say to that person was that we are actually all in a line of grace, entering into a surrender to get a new name. It's not just a cosmetic little change. It's whether one is aware or not, one is in a line of grace which goes directly back to the source. And in my case, or Papaji's case, the source is not to be found in any personal starting point. It is really going right back into the heart of truth, of love. And there were some personalities involved who got the experience of this source and to carry it on. In our case, it's Ramana Maharshi, Papaji. So we're entering this kind of lineage of truth and surrender. That is... not to be taken too much only playful. It is meaning something. And the moment one remembers also the spiritual name given with authority, given also with surrender, given with grace, there is a helping, assisting force behind it, huge, which one might not be aware of in the beginning. It takes some time.
Our names are also part of this Mahavir, no?
Yes.
Religion, no?
Interestingly, also Satya is also one part of this Mahavir axioms, you can say, five axioms. Mm-hmm. Ahimsa is another one, Gewaltlosigkeit in German or non-violence in English.
And Parigraha.
Satya, Ahimsa, Parigraha. The other ones, I are not lying and not stealing, but I don't know now the Sanskrit names for this. There are five axioms from the Mahavir religion expounded by the founder Mahavir, which was a contemporary of Buddha himself, actually.
I was not aware, because I know Mahavir, but I didn't know Mahavir.
They never met, because Mahavir was more busy in the South India and Buddha was more busy in North India, but they were actually contemporaries. They lived during the same time. It's an interesting classic flowering period. Also in Greece, this was the 5th century, the famous flowering 5th century. And for some reason, all over the planet, so many beautiful things happened during this specific 100 years. 5th century before Christ. Mahavir, Buddha, Socrates, Platon, Aristoteles on the other side of the hemisphere. And in China was also a huge explosion of Chan starting. It's amazing, yeah.
So just to have it right, both of your names, they belong to that, but you got your names completely independently, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely independent from each other. We were not knowing each other. 1980,
okay.
When I took sannyas from Osho, I did not know that one day I would meet a beautiful girl from Geneva called Satya.
And Pari always said, I love truth. And and I always said, I love Paris when I was a teenager. I was writing in my books, I love Paris.
So she loves Paris and got me.
In French, one say Paris, no? Not Paris, Paris. J'aime Paris.
Da stehen wir jetzt nun.
Many, many connections.
Yes, interesting, yeah? Interesting.
Thank you very much because as you said, like simple Satya, but that there is also like you have a full name, also with that vast wisdom, so to say, which unfolds with truth. And also Pari is only the short version of it. Mm-hmm. And it's always like for me with a name, okay, so what is the meaning behind that is like, and how does it create such an impact in your daily life? Because I have the name since 2020. And I would say when I look back, it's like it changed a lot. But I could not like describe it you in a way like this. But there are some qualities connected with that name. And it's like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, that is the mystic.
This is mysterious. It's also, there is also some mystery to it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why it's such a precious or to appreciate also. And then also how to take care of that name. Mm-hmm. It's like, do you practice it? Do you just carry it inside, or the way how we deal with it, right?
We have a nice new song. I mean, Pari made a new song, which is Satyam Gyanam Ananta Brahmam. Yeah, so I love that song. I mean, I don't love it only because they are my names in it. But it's a very beautiful song.
Well, it's one of the Maha Mantras, like Hare Krishna Mantra and Tatvamasi and Thou Art That. Satyam Gyanam Ananta Brahma means truth, wisdom, and eternally the one unmanifested one. Ananta with T means endless, eternal Brahmam. Just to utter only these words, they open up realms of universal love and truth and factual reality in one's heart. Just to utter these four words. So I was playing with these words since decades, and Satya gave me the spark to make a song out of it, which kind of existed, but now we were singing it lately, and I start to love it more and more again.
So you will record it?
Yeah. We have some plans this year to record we have enough new nice mantric songs for an album. Let's see. Although albums are not so much in fashion anymore, we are still old school in this case, but we are also ready to record songs and, you know, put them up on the net. And but we have enough songs for a whole new album, actually.
Good.
And I would love to start this project this year in Greece when we are back on the island. Yeah, this brings me to just a short conclusion of this issue for me, because ultimately we are not the name and not the form. So it's basically the name that helps us to go beyond the name itself, not to be stuck again with another more esoterical or spiritual identity, because then, you know, one has just changed the clothes. Because what the name is aiming at is not confined to the significance of the name only. Otherwise, one can just stay as John and Dick and Harry and Klaus and Wolfgang. You know, it doesn't make any difference ultimately.
Yeah.
Unless one helps, one takes the help and the energy behind the name to bring you beyond name and form. That is the ultimate conclusion of this whole game.
Mm. So it's a help, it's a support.
Yes, definitely support. Mm-hmm. Definitely support, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a support.